many people, when they see the devotees, they're confused. They are confused, and they think that the devotees are engaged in some kind of ritualistic activity. The chanting and the practices of devotees are ritualistic. And they compare it to their own rituals. They don't see any distinction. The feet is occurring. So the feet is occurring.
They want.
They are not concerned with the Bhagavad Gita. He cannot quote from Bhagavad Gita to inspect the investors. He has to talk with them, the common sense. Their charge is, what is their charge? That you are engaged in naturalistic ceremonies?
Yes.
What they want us to do.
They have
if you don't want me to do this, then you must say, what do you want me to do? Is it not right? Suppose I'm chanting. If you don't want me to chant, then what do you want me to do? Let's continue.
They want us to engage in sense gratification, like they're engaged. That is what they want.
Exactly. We want that. If we want me to do like you, then I want you to do like me. If you want me to accept your proposal, why you not accept my proposal?
I think that sense gratification is better than I want.
That's a lie. If you think sense gratification is better, I think sense gratification is bad.
How can we tell?
Huh?
How can we tell the difference? How can we know which
love is different? Why you want me to do like you? And I shall want you to do like this.
I say it because I want you to enjoy sense gratification.
No, I am not going to accept you. Because you are not accepting my principles. So why can I accept your principles?
If your principles are pure, it's not
that. But that you say.
That's what they say.
That's it, but we say, you are bad. That you are enjoying sense gratification.
But they say, what is wrong?
No, what is wrong to us?
They say, I can...
It is your judgment that we are wrong. So my judgment, you are wrong. We decide, we like.
I don't
know. That's what I say. If you judge me, I'm wrong. I'm judging you are wrong. So if you don't want me to do like this, I also don't want you. Then where is the decision?
Actually, these people mentally understand that sense gratification is wrong. But they are so polluted
that they are arguments,
mental thoughts.
If you want me to do like you, I also want you to do like me. You cannot find fault with me. By saying that I am not acting like you. If you are acting in your way, I am acting in my way.
It's relative. Relative.
Yes, but he's alive. Learn of me. The game of flying to this position of time. Then we can talk. What is this position of time? What is the class? He would criticize me, then I can criticize you.
We must take it to the absolute platform in order to actually have a sincere argument to make a sincere decision.
There is no end of such things. Therefore, unless one accepts a person guru, there is no need of topic. Unless one accepts somebody as guru, his instruction is not fruitful. Just like what Guru is accepting Krishna as guru, so long as he has taught him such prayer, it was not a blessing. Your Guru therefore decided, I love that part. Sattvanna Vinitva Ramata Sambhavam.
I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
This is the position. Unless one feels like that and asks somebody, a superior, accepts him as guru, there is no use talking. It is not useful. If anyone is interested to know about the transcendence of subject matter, he must approach a guru. And unless one approaches a guru, he cannot understand. And he has both has become guru. He may not be interested. This is the position. But still, for a creature, he has to do something against all odds. Very special. He cannot expect favorable position. Your question was that we go against your language. But you cannot expect that wherever you are going, you find favorable dishes to talk. That you must understand. But not to preach, you have to clear feeling is important. Everything. You cannot express. If they are not prepared to take the insight, there is a path.
It's different.
You cannot expect further discipline. It's not possible. But I said, I never expected any terrorism. I know that waiting, disappointment, and really I said, resistance. If it's not that, very, very easy. But don't expect any human. You have to come unfavorable situation and make favorable situation to peace. That is peace. Any business just on the bed,
yes.
The screen that is fine. He turned on the phone. He went to police. He got a gun. There is no problem with the police. They are drunkards. They fall injury on the body of the Tarant. So, this is this. It's only unfavorable situation. Cannot express feelings. And you still have the peace. That is peace. They will speak like bad, bad, so many things. And bad affair. Rulam pravatta kuruti vikam. They have no friends. All materialistic persons are bad. Still, by the order of interior, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberation, you have to do it. It came out. Actually, the American buyers are fighting against so many uncircumstances. They are sometimes beaten in the airport. You know that?
Yes.
It's thin, that is. That is Krishna. That is Krishna. The unfavorable situation, so let me give it up. That is not Krishna. Yes, you must know that there is unfavorable situation is still out. That depends on your brain, how to come. You cannot expect everything.
See, good to publicize the situations, Prabhupada.
Huh?
That we are encountering so much difficulty, is it good to publicize that in film, sir?
Hit it?
In a film, can we talk about these things?
No, you don't talk of him. You are very, very much in terror of him. But that's not the case.
It's very potent for preaching, no?
Some of that, maybe. What? Favorable thing that is good. We can show our activities, that thing, that is, on our end of time. Otherwise, this way, by showing things in the soul, there are so many things.
Devotees are
seeing, they see, devotees are devotees. If you want to please to the public, what impression they have? some of us are mentally in this kind of feeling for I think such things. That's many colors. Say, Father, they're doing something in America. Indians love to say, Father, they're doing something. That is the effect of course, but not the effect.
But if we make a film to go in the movie houses all over the world, the big movie houses, not just for little schools and little groups, not just for the temple.
What kind of thing?
A film that we show activities of devotees. And have some story.
You said you do not like it.
No, I never said you don't
like it. You said that church that we do. How do we have to pray?
They will appreciate it. It is something new. It is very different. It is very beautiful and attractive.
Of course, I cannot understand. We need to know. What is the favorable condition? A kid.
John Adamukhani is interested in making a very big film.
What is the subject matter?
The subject matter is devotees in Krishna consciousness. How they learn, how they study, how they go on sankirtan.
They're seeing in real life. But so many people, they do not know of devotees. And films would go through every little town and village, and they would be chanting in the film, and there would be interest in what the devotees are doing.
But their opinion is not in favor.
But it,
as you say.
But the film can change the opinion. Many, many times. Great books have done this. Uncle Tom's Cabin started the whole war against slavery in the United States. Books and films are very potent. They can make public opinion.
Books have been done this way.
In America, the Negro situation was very bad, and they made many films showing heroic Negroes. And now the situation is much better. The people are not so much agitated by seeing Negroes. They think, oh, now Negro has some good qualities. Because of these films, they have come to appreciate. So like that, if a devotee is a hero, they will also appreciate.
Who said I don't have this? I don't think the Negro poster is sad.
No, it's not, but it is making steps to the end.
So I say do not like the Negro state. Wherever there are Negroes, that bottom the white should not go. Although they have in Nepal, right? But that's hardly why they do not like it. Is there any improvement? I don't. The official, yes, sir, you are good help.
Because people are still on the bodily conception of life. They are threatened.
That is the real disease. So long one is situated in the bodily concept of life, you get it. But first of all, you have to educate them. That is the difficulty.
We are not Negroes, right? We are actually devotees, and we are very attractive. And we have all this work. People do not have to be afraid to come into our affectionate town and we're not kill them. That is why they're afraid as a Negro. So we actually have good things to offer.
That is why it is your behavior, not by trying to escape.
One of the points in the Prabhupada that you're making, if I understand correctly, is that Krishna consciousness is like gold, like diamond. If someone is sincere, they will come. When they are selling cigarettes or Negroes or cars, then they kill. But with Krishna consciousness, we have the books, which are parampara, and we have ourselves as example. If we can be parampara, if we can be good example.
It stops spending so much money for pills. You will spend some money on preparation for distribution. And yes, but advertisement is good. It's never good in death. But the same advertisement is very expensive. Very, very expensive.
Very expensive and very much
endeavor. Advertisement never goes in there, that's a fact. But if it is too much expensive, it touches our financial condition.
And then there's no certainty that it will be a success. Then there's no certainty that it will be a success anyway.
There is a method. There is a
method. There is little success. But in comparison to the money, expending. That's actually good. Just like I'm reading, I advertise my books in the Times of New York Times. They charge me $63 in a small test. Inquiry, not order, three entries, not in order. I got this issue. For me, at that time, $63 was too much. But I did not get any response. That's my practice. I got three inquiries, not in order. The Times of New York Times, there were millions of customers, or millions of readers, but I got three inquiries.
To find those new potential devotees that are let us assume in New York, big city, there were a few potential devotees. And materially speaking, it may be very difficult to find them. But when the devotee is sincere, Krishna will give opportunity that those people will be found, even if there are one in that big city. And Krishna will arrange that they will find the few devotees. If they are sincere. So no material advertising will accomplish the task.
Yes, yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that. It is only for the fortunate. But he must present only the fortunate income. He cannot expect that everyone will come.
You say to make everyone church?
Yes. That is by your preaching. That you are to be a leader. But I'll give you an example. Parambhapa. It is Danya. And by his power, converted the Janava. By chanting. And the Parambhapa says, never mind, the Arunya, please chant. That is not advertising, that is such an idea.
Dallas service, they have a town next door, they have many rich Baptists. They have a big studio for producing many different films, television shows.
And still, the churches have been closed. What did they say?
They have been closed since their message.
What are you telling you?
It's a message.
And their advertisement, the effect is the churches have been closed. What? You know?
But there is also a movement in
America. It's not Christianity.
But they do not want to go to church. They want to be Christians, but not go to church.
That means there is no effect. I'll talk about something constant. Yesterday we were talking about the propensity of God. If people are interested, talk, I said, how they can be fruit, the propensity of God, of everything.
See, God has given us everything for our pleasure. That God is not worried about the kingdom. He wants to give it to us.
That is your idea. But He can provide us something. I must take my life. It's not that. Suppose I am provider of this house. And there's a nice garden. I allow my friends and relatives and family to eat it. But in the mission, can I even have it? He can't provide that. So when things are being misused, can I even sign it? When you misuse him, that if I chastise him, how you can say that you are giving to us whatever you like you can do, why you are protesting? Can they say that?
No.
He says the Lord has unit, so you can do, there is no need of that. That is your argument. Is it? What is your argument?
God has given all these things.
God has given us all these things. What does it mean? That if you misuse it, and God will see on the side of things. Does it mean that?
No.
And how you can say that you can do it as you like? God has given us.
I don't understand how God chastises when they misuse. understand kindness.
That brings happiness. That didn't take time. And everything is dead. And then, we don't hear this just then. It's endless fools.
And also then blame God. They say God is unjust.
Huh?
Then they say God is unjust.
That's just time. You cannot deny the provisions of God. Even in that part, the part is owned by the Lord. You cannot grasp the God without the promise. You can do this, you can go there, sit there, and yeah. But if it is final there, then nobody can grasp God if the good is anything. These are our Sunday lunch and lunch. Everything belongs to God. So, he turned into Andy, God's favor. Favor by favor, according to him. Of course, there are many fires coming in the park. You cannot fly with anyone. To come into the path. And you have entered, but you have made laws like that. What is it really? Artificial pride. Everything is not property. Anyone can go anywhere. Why do you have made this religion? Don't tell me.
They say it's to protect the people who are here.
Huh?
They say it's to protect the people who are here.
So why, who came here? The Americans, why do I go away? And kill the Indians? And now they have become prophets? Don't tell me.
They lost them and they need to differentiate. They try to see who is going to
be. That means you are violating the laws of God. Every prayer is God's prayer. So, you are all God's sons. You can go anywhere. Unless they do something harm, you cannot check. Again. Therefore, everyone is kept. That means everyone is dishonest. Now then, everyone is kept. So, therefore, the passengers are at least 15, suppose they are paying so much. The airport authority is expecting that they are dishonest. This is the effect of your education. Everyone is deserved. Why the lamb is Christ? Yes? The lamb?
What's in the father?
they have land.
So they do not give the land to eat something?
They, I don't know, maybe they took the mother away or something.
I hear this house, however.
Yes.
No, they keep the lambs for killing. Eh? But before killing, do they not supply the food?
They do not. They don't have any human pork. No, no.
They don't kill it and kill it. Done. Otherwise, how they kill it? Killing means they have no human pork. That is possible. I want you to eat. Huh? And you know that this upstairs is going? There was a lake. So one small lamb was drinking water from the other side. And this side, another tiger. So they China challenged them, "Hi, you are buying your mutton water." So he said, "Sir, I am the dog away." But anyway, he picked up some quark and killed him. So the idea was to kill him. Keep that story, find out some pork. So, anyone finding out this man who wants to kill somebody else, he is not man. This is wrong, a bad man, not having it. Let the news power. They will try to discuss on this point how people can improve the proprietorship of God. That is a very good point for this. Everything belongs to me. That's a fact.
I'm not feeling sleepy anymore.
Maybe.
I said the problem works very hard for the problem. He's a very first class servant.
Huh?
He's a very
first class
servant.
Yeah.
Well, they say that the problem is that the problem in the world is that humanity should be one. That everyone should think of things as belonging to humanity,
and that religion and different governments have made humanity sectarian and divided up. There's people thinking,
we are not that kind of religious. We say that everything belongs to God, and everyone is son of God. We don't say that.
They say we don't believe in God, we believe in humanity.
Huh?
They say we don't believe
in the difference.
But the difference is that humanity is tangible, something we can understand, but God we can't understand.
We are also dependent. But we are more than one. How you can from the humanity gap? Let's go something. The marvelous of the God. But from the human being came. Who is it?
Just a little?
Yes. Not a little, but so does the size of the
God.
Stronger.
But they said, we don't care about where humanity came, it's just that we are here and we have to deal practically with this.
What your intention? You're fighting money, and we came here apart from the fighting. What you've done?
The fighting, they say, comes because humanity is divided into sectarian groups.
No, that is it. If you have done it, you're also one of the members of it. How you can get it? It is your fault.
They want brotherhood.
But no without father.
There is no way to
get brotherhood without father.
That's just in practice.
So how is this possible? They you don't accept father and where is the question of brotherhood? If there is father and we are sons, we are brothers. If there is no father, then where is the question of brotherhood?
Even the communists are fighting amongst themselves.
Yeah. Unless you have something father, where is the question of brother? Happy to share, brother.
Just look at the United Nations, how they are brothers.
Huh?
Just see the United Nations, how they are brothers.
They are united?
No, they are...
They are all dogs, but in themselves. I said, in the public. It's some dogs are brought together and they are barking. Where they live? That is the fact. If you bring some dogs of this world and ask them, please leave peacefully, you can do that. Why? They cannot do it. You bring some dogs, and ask them, don't bark, go together. Peacefully. You don't be able to do that. What do you think?
No, it is their nature.
But if you keep them dogs, they cannot be in peace. Make them human beings, actually, then they will. So they are keeping them as dogs. They will go and bite them. That's all. All these members of the United Nations, everyone is thinking, the body is also, I'm America, I'm India, I'm Chinese. So how can we be in peace? They cannot be. That is we are proposing. Don't think in the body is also, Brahma, Bhuta, Prasanna, Sahana, that is my teacher. But they are thinking, they have gone to the United Nations, but they are keeping themselves as dogs. They cannot be. They must go on fighting against one. Yes.
They are thinking that they have to protect their so-called interests.
But the dog is also thinking. From 3 miles you will lose, but why are you telling me? Okay. I'm protecting my interests. That mentality is very strong. So how we are just as a cause?
But the devotee is thinking that the proprietor is protecting his interests.
Anyway, that kind of interest is kept by the law. It's not very astonishing. In that mentality, you cannot gain food in any way.
But they accept that there is some good quality in humanity. They say that that is inherent in humanity.
That good quality is God conscious. Unless humanity comes to the position of God consciousness, unless you think that everything belongs to God, there is no question of humanity. There is knowledge, dog is something. Humanity means that he understands that everything belongs to God, as I am dog. That is humanity. Otherwise, there is no question of humanity. If you think like God, that is humanity.
They think that everything belongs to humanity.
Huh?
They think that everything belongs to humanity as a group.
And the learning that is not right today. Everything belongs to the humanity, then why are you making divisions from nation?
Is that they say that is the problem, the divisions that
the problem will come to you. Because you are taking account a section of living entity. You will. Because you have no idea of dog and other animals, what they are also sons of God. And that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. And now, Sarva Jyoni Sikantra Sambhava Viti Vipasya. And you, unless you come to this understanding, there is no question of humanity. This is the humanity understanding. Sarva Jyoni Sukantira Sambhavanti.
Sarva Jyoni Sukantira Motaya Sambhavanti. Tasam Brahma Mahajyoni Rahamdi Jatadakpita. It should be understood that all species of life are Son of Kunti. Are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed giving father.
Yes, sir. You are trying to unify the so called human being, but you are treating the four animals for cutting their throat. This is your human. Because these poor animals cannot protest. So you are strong. And this is your humanity. You cut their throat and eat. But that is not humanity. Humanity is here, man. God is the seed giving power of all living things. That is the fact. That is humanity. They do not know what is meant by human, human being, which is called human. That is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Unless you come to that stage, there is no question of humanity. Artificially manufactured something, anything, humanity. According to your convenience, let us combine together. And it's like other living entity for our benefit. What is that? They do not know what is human. Really, it's human. How humanity can understand? Unless there is the understanding of the Supreme Father. How they spoke up, how they spoke up, brotherhood and family. If this person calls Jesus for the people, time is still giving time. He will try to understand it. Then he must. He cannot manifest such ideas for human. Impossible. Because you are impossible. Here is perfect time.
How can we be convinced that this is perfect, or that it's practical? Because both ideas seem to us to be theoretical.
Hmm?
This idea of humanity as
related to that? How is it going? Perspective. We have no intelligence. You are insane. This is our security. You do not say. It is practical. It is practical. From that part, if you have not read to study, you see that it is practical. If you are intelligent, and if you are dull, then you not understand. How is it practical? Yes, the son says, how do you look for the Pita? I am the Supreme Father. So, do you think it is theoretical? Do you think?
No, sir.
I for argument.
Yes.
Unless there is a Supreme Father, how is it possible to have a child simply by the mother? Is there any practical example? If one girl has given birth to a child, do you think the child is born without father?
Huh? No.
Is it possible?
No.
Therefore, I am supposed to understand giving father what is wrong there. No living entity can take birth without being still given by the father. Everywhere you see that without still giving father, how a child can take birth?
But how can we accept that? That situation, perhaps the creation is a special circumstance.
No special. Yes. Perhaps this is imperfect. But you say perhaps, that is nonsense. Actually, I say perhaps that you are right.
You have to show it practically.
Yeah. When you were talking of practical things, and you bring argument perhaps, then you are right. Easy. Be practical example, no perhaps, maybe, no, that argument is not. These lessons are getting better. Perhaps, maybe, that is not argument. Be practical. When you talk of practical, practically you do not see that without father there is any chance but, no. Either in the animals or in the human being or in the gods. Giving power is there.
Well, Freud admitted that we were like children, but his philosophy was that the children have to grow up and go out and look after themselves. They can't remain dependent on the father forever, so they have to grow up and face the world.
There's another question. Because every living entity is dependent on the father's character. God is the Supreme Father. You are a Christian or not, right?
God,
what you are?
He was made his guardian. He lived in himself.
He had his own philosophy.
Well, anyway,
he was Christian.
Christian. So why the Christian go on? Go to the Father. He was our daily day. That means you are dependent on Father. How you can say independent?
But that's the point. We have to grow up and become dependent on our own words.
God gave, he supplied the necessities of all his sons. That is God. Respect him. You are dependent. The animals, they are dependent on God. So, what's from the dark is coming? Why is that land is deserted and this land is deserted? Can you change it? Why you don't change the desert to be green? You do think that I am leaning on animals, I don't care for grass. But the animal depends on grass. And grass is depending on God mercy. So how you can say that you are not dependent on God? You are dependent. But because you are a rascal squad, you want to teach and become a squad. That's all. You are a great frog. Careful, you come. You are dependent on God. Never is there. Cannot be independent. Pratipe Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarva, Samhitarvi, Nikhaitarvi. Pratipe Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarva, Samhitarvi, Nikhaitarvi, Kattaham Nikhaitarvi. That is Pra. He's thinking in the body. Not in the body.
Pratipe Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarva, Samhitarvi, Mudatma, Kattaham Nikhaitarvi. Bewildered spirit soul under the influence of three modes of material nature thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature.
How is that independent? Did Mr. Swadhi not die? When the Pratipi Nyesha keeps on studying immediately, how is independent? These rascals have created all troubles. The so-called rascal philosophers, scientists, politicians, they have created all troubles. He is completely dependent on nature, on the laws of nature. And still, he says, I am independent. I am grown up. What you have grown up? You have grown up and great food, that's all. You have not grown up to be intelligent, you have grown up with great blessing, that's all. So we should then give them very nutrition. So, what is your argument about humanity?
Well, if God is, as you say,
God is the Father.
If God is meant to be propitiated, then why is it that we have so many things for our enjoyment? You say that, yeah, I think it's
the best. But you cannot enjoy yourself as alone. There are other selves, they will also enjoy. If you interfere with other selves, then you will be punished. God's son is the man and you. Let him enjoy you also enjoy. But if you interfere with his life, then you will be punished. This is God's law. Sarvajnanism. God is not only your father, he's father of the land also. So if by your brute force you want to kill the poor land, then you will punish it. This is natural. Hear about your food, you are. You produce your food plan, and you eat. Why should you eat another food? God says that Annar Bhavadu, you must eat to become strong. But that is not it. We reach another brother. Prima Bhaktuna Bhujita, whatever he has done, they say, who is like that? You are human being, you can produce food. To grow foodstuffs, rice, wheat, fruit, flowers, vegetables, that is allowed. Anna, Bhavanti, Bhutani, to produce Anna. Why should you eat an animal? And the offering to foodstuffs, patram, pushpam, phalam, poyam, he never said that you give me an animal. Patram, pushpam, phalam, poyam. So you produce patram, pushpam, phalam, and offer to foodstuffs.
You know, in our experience, we have no practical understanding. We have no understanding how this can be practical because we think that meat is good for our strength.
Yes.
We would be strong.
Yes. That's why you are not human being. You are animal. If you cannot produce your food and civilize animals, they cannot produce the food. But you are given the chance of becoming a human being if you cannot produce your food, if you do not know how to cook food, how to offer it, then you are not human being. You are animal. When the uncivilized man in the jungle, they did not know how to produce food, they used to kill them. So if you want to remain in the same uncivilized status of life, then where you are human being? You have got different intelligence in the producer of food. Why should you kill animals like uncivilized jungle man? Your asana is just like jungle man, and you are claiming to be civilized.
They are thinking that they are the proprietor.
That is their folly, they are not proprietors. They are not proprietors. That is already discussed. Proprietor is the Supreme Lord. You are not proprietors. Another point. What is your claim of proper? How you are proper? Everyone can claim proper. That is going on. Everyone is claiming proper. And that's how it is. That is going on. And if you accept God is Rupata and you are dependent on Him, then there will be no fight. Tena tat tena bhandiha jisha jisha vasa. That's it. Perfectly existent. Tena tat tena. You are not perfect. You accept him, what the compassion is in you. Allow it for you. You are not perfect. Tena tat tena bhandiha. Do not encroach upon others. But why? How you become perfect? You are falsely claiming Kripa, see? You are encroaching upon others. Independence, duty or business. How that can be? Okay. This property is one, that property is one. You cannot encroach on the other side of the world. Then it is killed. Trespass. Now the government duty to see that somebody is encroaching on us through the guard's duty. That everyone is Lord's son. You don't encroach upon other sons. Right? Then you will. You have got right to live, and the lamb has got right to live. Why should you encroach upon human life? Because you are strong? That is not it. The animal is there for benefit. Let him leave for his dead days, part. He can sue you for your fault. But why should you kill it? The child is living here like mother. Why should you kill it? Is it humanity to kill the mother? So in this way we are encroaching the rights of others, and we are becoming subjects of chimpanzees, for example. This is it. You may say there is no God, but God is there. In the punish. The outlaws themselves don't care for God. He may say so. The government will take action. You cannot avoid. This is humanity. Good citizen should name one who knows the laws of the state. Very good. If one does not know the laws of the state, he is a fool. He is not a good citizen. One who knows the law, he keeps right and left because he is in the order of the government. That's the thing of the next time, the next time. He's good to me. If one who does not know the law of the state, he's not good to me. Full rest. So to speak of humanity.
Some people say, some people even say that, I don't care for your rational arguments.
Huh?
Some people say, I don't care for your...
Then you're an animal. Because the animal has no rationality. But you're an animal. But I'm not talking to you. But you are talking to you, you're an animal. You have no rationality. Man is a rational animal, this is the definition. You have no rationality, therefore you're an animal. But you use a talking to you. That's right. If you have no rationality, then you are enemy. That is the reason. People are kept in the status of animals and their respective human beings. How is it possible? Therefore, our technology to bring them to the standard of humanity, real humanity, then they will be prosperous. That is our superpower. Don't get on that plastic and things for them. Man is rational and is taking information. He is of no rationality. Dharme mahina for religious meditation. Dharme mahina for religious samas. Anyone who has no real principle, he is a human. Therefore, you find in human society, it doesn't matter whether in Iran or India or Europe, there is some reason. Because without religion, there are limits. Animal has no reason. The animal is God is God. It is not a Christian dog or Hindu dog. In Hindu, it comes from a human being. So, a civilized society must have the rationality, religion. Religion is rationality. That's the God. What is religion? Religion means that sort of thing.
They say that you may have so many wonderful philosophies, but our desire is just to enjoy life.
And that doesn't mean animals. That means animals. Animals have no pleasure.
Also, they say that religions are the causes of war. In Lebanon, now the Christians are killing the Muslims, and the Muslims are killing the Christians. In the name of...
And the communists have been capturing the capital city of Lebanon. Is that the reason? Yes. Yes? The Americans stop what? Because you're an animal in fight, you can give some leg. Either on the religious ground or the philosophical ground. Because you are animal in fight, you can give a different way, very different. But because you are dog in fight, real religion is quite in fight. Religion means to accept God. So, if you are Muslim, I am Hindu, if I accept God, if you accept God, then what is fine? If we accept that God is the proprietor, God is the father, then what is the question of fine? Because we are not really yet, therefore fine. Otherwise, if you accept God is the Supreme Father, if I accept God is the Supreme Father. We have to go now.
Everything you say, Prabhupada, makes sense.
Huh?
Everything you say makes sense.
Yes. Okay. Good thing. 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 existence, but by force they are governed.
So we have to
arrange by hanging games. Chaitanamara, Jinjago, Jinjago, Burasana. So that Krishna, God, the Bhakti,
that's the Yasuo.
Eric, that's very good. In the animal killing, variety absolutely necessary. So, according to every religious principle, there is God. Because who are telling me? Who are telling me? About land killing? In the bound to be towards Mecca. So, because there is no other way, suppose they did that, but they do, they must be something. But it is very sense of God. There is something in the
principle. The principle of sacrifice.
Yeah.
With very strict regulations.
In this way, God consciousness must be, that is it.
Sorry.